This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The urgency that swept Congress after the terrorist attacks continues to fade, even before the House abruptly adjourned during the anthrax scare on Wednesday. An airport security bill had lost its momentum. The Senate unanimously passed its version of the bill, but House leaders are fighting a Senate provision to make most airport screeners federal employees. A newly formed lobby group for the airport screening companies is fighting it, too. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
In the weeks right after the attacks, Congress focused its anger and anxiety on one issue. Not lapses in intelligence gathering, not economic rebuilding. Topic A was airport security. Nobody on Capitol Hill is ready to say individual security screeners failed to do their jobs on September 11th. But the screening business has a long, richly documented history of poor performance. Three foreign-owned companies dominate the field. Airlines hire them by the lowest bid. Congressional committees held days of hearings. Illinois Democrat William Lipinski was one of many lawmakers to list the industry's shortcomings.
Minimum wage pay, little or no job mobility, lack of uniform training standards, inexperienced employees, and turnover rates as high as 400%.
But the companies say they weren't even invited to testify at the hearings.
I'm not sure that Congress wanted to hear their story.
Kenneth Quinn is counsel for the newly formed Aviation Security Association. He says the screening companies were already organizing before September 11th.
There's no substitute for burning up shoe leather sometimes in the halls of Congress.
The association has two goals: derail the bill that would federalize screeners and rebuild the reputation of the screening companies. One popular argument for federalizing is that Europe and Israel do it that way. But that's not quite true. In England, privately owned airports hire private security firms. In Israel, the government-owned airline El Al handles terminal gate security. In both cases, the government sets tough standards and oversees the operations. There's none of the American bottom-line pressure to cut costs. Quinn says that's the way it ought to be: government standards and private enterprise.
There's nothing inherently governmental or law enforcement about staring at a screen to try to find out whether some item is an explosive or some kind of a weapon. If you're happy with the kind of service you get from the IRS, then I guess maybe you're in favor of 100% federal employee workforce. Most people aren't.
The association also has a warning. If Congress federalizes the screeners, the current screeners will quit before the new ones are trained. Quinn says there would be a gaping hole in airport security. The White House favors the industry's public-private approach, but it isn't locked in. The association's strongest allies are in the House leadership. They're backing legislation that's in sync with the industry. Majority Whip Tom DeLay says he's committed to keeping the Senate bill bottled up.
We have a situation in the House that where the votes are right now probably would end up in the wrong position. And what we would like to see is the president's position, and we're trying to convince our members that the president's position is the position that brings safety and security to America's travelers.
But the screening companies have baggage of their own. Earlier this month, the Justice Department alleged that Argonbright Security, one of the association's leading members, violated federal regulations at 13 airports. Argonbright had already been assessed fines of more than $1 million for previous violations. The industry says Argonbright's problems may argue for more federal oversight, but not for taking the airport security business away from private enterprise. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.